We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here, our guest co-host.
What up?
And we got a special guest in the building, Jocelyn Hernandez. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying special. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And you're in town. I didn't even know that you are doing your Jocelyn's Cabaret in New York.
I am. Starlets. I cannot believe you didn't come see me yet. It's so much fun, DJ Envy. I had three shows there these past 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was really four shows, but I ended up going to perform in Miami at the Floyd Mayweather fight. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys heard.
Yeah.
And but tonight's my last show, so everybody in New York, come out and see me at Starlets. You can get your ticket if you go to my Instagram, Jocelyn. You can get your tickets there at jocelynscabarettour.com. But it's so much fun. I got the girls dancing.
So break down what the cabaret is, because, you know, Starlets is a strip club. It's a gentleman club.
It is a strip club. Shout out to Starlets and Marty and everybody. So the cabaret, you know the cabaret, I'm on my fourth season.
Yes, congratulations. Yes.
Four seasons, girl. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And I own this show. I own the IP, my intellectual property. Mm. I wrote it. Mm-hmm. I wrote the cabaret. I created it. Mm-hmm. I produce it. I do everything about it. I act in it. So basically, it's like a group of ladies. They compete to be inside of my cabaret. Actually, last performance, which was Saturday, I had 12 ladies dance with me on stage. You know, some of them put themselves on fire, shoes on fire. They skate on stage. Yeah. So it's like a whole show that this girl's actually moving to the house. They compete. It's like Tyra Banks with her show, with the modeling show, except that they're dancing. They're not modeling. You know?
So wait, they set themselves on fire on the pole?
Mm-hmm. On the pole. They shoes, they kitty cat, everything be on fire.
The kitty cat be on fire?
The kitty cat be on fire, DJ Envy. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're not talking herpes and chlamydia. Tonight, like, you're talking about flames.
Yes. No, not that type of, like, you know, messed up fire. I'm talking about, like, fun fire. Like, yeah. You know, like a real show. Like a real show.
Yeah.
Definitely this season, the ladies stepped their game up. Because season one, season two, season three of the Cabaret, it was great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we built to it. You know, the first season, I was trying to get the ladies to understand my vision. Mm-hmm. I want to do a cabaret with my music and I want some dancers.
Yeah.
And since I'm a musician, I want to do it on TV. I want the girls to dance. I want to make it make sense. Make it make one. Some of the girls didn't believe. Season two, we did it. One of them won $10,000. We performed in Atlanta. We did the whole choreography to one of my songs.
Yeah.
So that was great. Season three, I went on tour to 12 different cities. It was a lot. It was quick. It was fast. So we really didn't have an actual show.
Mm-hmm.
But the people loved it. You know, they seen the girls getting on stage doing their thing, doing the pose. But now season four, it's more organized. We got a routine. We got a whole show. It's a 30-minute show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm performing like 8 songs for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I do my meet and greet. Before my last tour, I would just go and just keep performing.
Yeah.
But now I have to, like, you know, I have to preserve myself. I have to film. And I'm actually also filming season four of The Cabaret. That will be airing next one on Suze Network.
They laughed at you when you first came out with this Cabaret.
Uh-huh.
They thought it was funny. They thought it was jokes. They didn't think it was going to survive. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be doing pretty good.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's okay. One thing I'm learning, that if you stay focused, no matter what anyone say, you can really do what you love to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always, since I was a kid, since I was Bonnie's age, I wanted to be a musician.
Yeah.
I've been writing since I was 4. I'm a great writer. Mm-hmm. I wrote the TV show. I write all my songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have some of the trendiest songs ever.
Yeah.
Vegas, Do It Like It's Your B-Day, Every Night of the Week.
Yes.
These are songs that are trendy on TikTok. I still consider myself an underground artist, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm happy to be working towards my dream, my biggest dream in my life. I'm happy to be. If whether I have 1,000 people coming to see me or whether I have 100 people coming to see me, I'm going to still perform the same.
That's
and
right.
It's still always getting me a step closer to my dreams, which is to make music.
You think people don't take you serious because of the Love and Hip Hop, because of the College Hill, because of the Cabaret? Like, they don't take you as serious as you feel like they should?
I feel like they take me super serious. I always have sellout shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have my fans that are personally fans of Jocelyn.
Right.
That if you go on my Instagram or my Twitter or any of the hashtags of the Cabaret, they say my songs word for word.
Yeah.
Word for word. Yeah. Like, I do shows sometimes with 1,500 people, 2,500 people, 100 people, 300 people, 500 people. It's different cities, different shows, different locations.
Yeah.
And every city you go to, they sing my songs, every song, not just birthday song, not just Vegas, I Want to Ride, but Every Night of the Week, Get Rico, Finger Fuck a Check, Slay, every song, Run Me My Money, every song that I have. And I have, you know, I've never put out an album, but I put out singles like all the time.
Yeah.
And so I definitely feel like people has taken me seriously.
Yeah.
Do I feel like it took them a long time? Yes.
Yeah.
But do I feel, who am I to be before anyone else? I just have to keep working. If I believe in myself, I have to just keep pushing.
I love that. I see a lot of different things for you. It's like coming from Love and Hip Hop, I just think that kind of, they put you in one boat with that. And then when you came out swinging, doing a bunch of different things. So like even going back to the latest thing that just happened, why the hell you won't get into like pro wrestling? Why you won't get paid for slapping people? Why, you know, because you was handing out slaps like, you know, like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I seen it, and I even sent it to you in the DM. I said, damn, you look cute doing it. But like, what was happening? Like, why you won't go into pro wrestling and get paid to slap
anybody? What is wrong with you?
I'm saying, she's slapping security. He's supposed to protect you. She's slapping this nigga. You ain't quick enough. Pow. So
I tell you what. I'm not really, I just got out of jail.
Yes.
You know, I just got out of jail.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's really not too much that I could talk on that, but I will, because I was gone, girl. I was in Lauderdale, Broward County. I was cold, came out with a coughing, everything. Girl, I thought I was going to die. They left me here for 2 days, and I'm sitting up here sick as a dog. Why me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Yeah.
So I can't really speak too much on that, but what I can say is that I'm gonna always
portray yourself.
Protect.
Yes.
There you go.
How do you say it again?
Protect.
Yes, me. Right.
Always.
And if you see me out here in the streets, when you know you two and in the world, America, whoever knows me, know where I come from and what I've done and how I've changed. you know, I'm just making sure that I'm straight and no one hurts me. Yeah. You know, so you know the media only show you one thing. It looks like a whole lot of chaos, but you might not know what happened prior to that chaos, like 5 seconds before or 10 seconds before. Right. You just see like the rah rah, and because it's me, it's always so much bigger than what it actually is.
Yeah, and that's another big point too. So it's like, you know, even to keep going back to it, you know, Love and Hip Hop, they had you. I know it was a lot of tension with you and Mona because it's like she always wanted to portray you in that light. Even when you were trying to change from that, even after giving birth to Bonnie and just everything, you wanted to change. And then you got from under that, and then you go to Zeus. And you know, a lot of people, even me, feel like Zeus want to kind of portray you in the same light. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever feel any way about that? Like how you would beef with Mona about it, and then you go over and Lil Lamel, he got you, you know, looking the same way. Not all the time, but like, it's like negative driven. It's like, it's always like that. When you're so many other things and just fighter.
Well, I say this. I would say this. Shout out to Mona and shout out to Lemmy.
Yeah.
They both gave me amazing opportunities. And I will also say, I'm a grown person, right? Mm-hmm. The way I run my cabaret, as far as like being on Seuss Network, because when I did Love and Hip Hop, I was like, you know, I was younger.
I was
wild. I was out there. So it's only but so much that a network could do for yourself to help you or break you. You know, you still have to accept responsibilities as a human being as that, you know, as
for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So with that was what it was, right? And if it wasn't for Love and Hip Hop, let's just be real, I would not be here with the cabaret.
Sure.
And then, you know, with the cabaret, like, listen, that's just how I run my motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I run my bitches to do what the fuck I tell them to do. If you can't bitch, you can't be in the cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I'm giving you an opportunity. I pay them $500 a day when they go on tour with me. If we do 10, 15, 20 nights, and then, you know, people throw ones on us.
Yeah,
they throw money.
The
I even get a cut out of that. I'm like, bitch, I'll dance. I need to get my cut. You know what I'm saying?
PC.
I need my PC from everything. So it's like, with that, you know, it's that. So, you know, when you see me on Seuss with Lemmy on the cabaret, I just think that you see so much more of me running a business instead of seeing, like, the personal jostling. Like, the personal jostling is different than the jostling that's actually running a business.
Mm-hmm.
So I might look like I'm rah-rah or like I'm being put in this one life, but you got to remember, you're only seeing, like, really just 20, 30% of my life.
Right.
Because even though I got cameras out for 46 weeks, like I do right now filming Jocelyn's Cabaret Season 4, it's still not every single
not
day.
Every
you know,
part of
you don't see when I'm crying. You don't see when I'm taking care of my daughter.
Yeah.
You don't see when I'm, you know, working out, doing yoga every day. I've been in New York and I've been doing yoga every day with my husband.
But well, you know, you could. I was gonna say, but you know, the fact that it's your show, you can display what you want to display now.
Right.
Like, you can put that out there. You just ain't gotta put the cabaret part. You could put that out too. And I was gonna ask. You shouted out, you know, Mona Scott. I know one time you were saying some that you and Mona going back and forth, but the fact that y'all shouted her out, have y'all spoke? Have y'all squashed that beef at that time, or you just let it go?
You know what? I haven't talked to her, but I was doing Drink Champs a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
With Nori. And you know, Nori is always so nice to me and my husband, and he loves us and he fuck with us. We live in Miami, so he lives in Miami. We always run into each other. And you know, when I was having a interview with the guys, you know, it was real. It was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about everything. And it's just like, you come to a place where you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got to keep being mad at Mona or being mad at anybody for nothing. Like, well, how does that help me?
Right.
How does that give me any blessings?
Right.
How does that make God open the door for me to get, like, keep opening up my third eye so I can keep pursuing my dreams and my career? How could I help young ladies in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that ain't gonna, you know, my biggest goal to be in life, I grew up in I always say this, I grew up in Puerto Rico. I grew up in Carolina, in Las Esmeraldas, en el Caserío. I grew up in the ghetto, in the hood, in the trenches. And I used to be running around without no shoes and have needles, heroin needles on my feet.
Yeah.
I had to come home. My mom had to pull him out. My dad used to be a crack and a heroin addict. So I come from nothing, right? My dad died when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my most important thing is to showcase to the little girls that they could do it. If I did it, you could do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's always going to be my end goal.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I have a daughter. And it's rooted deep in my heart.
Yeah.
I want to always be that voice of reasoning to the young girls. Because they know I was a mess when I first came out. But look where I come from. Look what what cards was played, was given to me for me to play. It wasn't really that much.
That many options.
It wasn't that many options. My mom came to from Puerto Rico to Fort Lauderdale with five kids already. And then, you know, she got pregnant here with her sixth child. Yeah. My mama got five baby daddies and five baby daddies. Like, come on now. Yeah, how you got six children with five baby daddies?
I know.
And, you know, you bring all your little kids from New York. She left my oldest sister in New York. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, in Puerto Rico by herself when she was 16 pregnant.
Yeah.
So you got to remember, I come from a really low income family. Mm-hmm. When I tell you low income, I mean like food stamps low income. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so for me now, it's like, all I want to do is really just do my job, do what I love to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Music, TV, help the little girls, take care of Bonnie, have another child with my husband, and keep pursuing my dreams. I don't really want that much in life. I feel like I want what everybody should want. It's a good life, a good personal life with their family and their children. Mm-hmm. Like I know you have with your kids and your wife and stuff like that. I don't know too much about you, but I'm sure you have.
My son, I got one son.
You know, you have a son, you have a family. Man, so you know what we do it for. Look, today I'm here. It's all great energy. Mm-hmm. This feels great to be here with you guys. I want to thank the both of you because this feels great tonight because it's like it's a real conversation.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm an artist. Yes, I do messed up things. Yes, I'm out there. You might see something. Oh, she crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
you know, I'm not going to ever do anything that truly in my heart don't feel like I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take the consequences afterwards.
Do you turn up for the cameras? And the reason I say that is
absolutely.
Cause
Why the fuck wouldn't I know?
When people talk about Jocelyn, I'm like, I've been on flights with Jocelyn. And she's the coolest, calmest. How's your family? Calm. How's your wife doing? Mm-hmm. So then when I turn on the TV, I'm like, that's not the person I just flew with for 3 hours. I'm like, that's not the same person. And then if I see you in the street, you're like, Envy, how's everything? Come
here.
Then when I turn on the TV, I'm like, that's not the motherfucker I just seen on the thing. Like, so you make it your business to entertain.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
You could ask my family. You could ask my best friend Melissa, which is my manager, and my husband Melissa. Mm-hmm. I am a trip. I wake up in the morning tripping. I'm tripping. I'm high off life. I'm recently clean, and when I say clean, listen. Let me tell you something. I'm grown.
Mm-hmm.
I could do whatever I want. Yeah. I got my stuff together. I ain't never been in the streets. Y'all ain't never heard that I owe nobody money. You ain't never heard that I'm broke. You ain't never heard that I ain't getting no money. You ain't never heard that I'm a junkie outside shooting up. No. Did I like to party? Absolutely. Still love to.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I have to focus and I have to be as clean as I can to be the best that I can be, right? Yeah. But you could ask this too. I don't have to have nothing in my system. I wake up with the bullshit. I'm just like a funny person.
Mm-hmm.
People always be like, you should be a comedian. No, I'm funny because I don't want to be a comedian. I'm funny because that's just who I am as a person. So, like, I do turn up for the cameras, but Envy, I'm a funny-ass bitch no matter what. Like, I wake up funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like to have fun. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm very, and you got to remember, when I'm working and filming, I have to be very strict.
Yeah.
And the second I get not to be strict, I'm going to be, I'm gonna be funny. I'm gonna be a bitch. I'm gonna be cracking jokes. Yeah. Everything.
Now you said you're clean. Is it you're clean because you had your baby and you're like, I have to change, or what's decided you like? You know what? I want to be clean. And what does clean mean?
Well, you know, clean is not you know not doing what I want to.
Yo. Not doing what I want to. I'm done.
But
not doing not doing what I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But did the baby make you want to say, you know what, I got to change? Or what was it that made? Was it a scare? Or what was it? Like,
no,
you know,
no scare, no scare, no. I always been very cautious, and I do everything very limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I'm cute as fuck. I want to stay that way.
Very,
you know what I'm saying?
Cute,
so
much.
I'm like, I be like, you know, when I hang out with my bitches, you know, I'm like, I'm more like a social party person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't hang out all the time. But to answer your question, I feel so much stronger and so much better.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I don't need the crutches anymore. To me, the way I think about it is like a fucking crutch. And I just feel like I'm finally walking without them, and I don't need them. And I feel stronger.
Yeah.
I feel smarter. I feel sharper. I finished working last night at 2 in the morning. I went to sleep, and I'm back up at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I told my manager today, I said, bitch, I cannot believe I took a poop. I brushed my teeth. I drank some tea. I drank some water. I did some medicine. I did my hair and my makeup from 7:30 to 8:30 and got here by 8:45. I said, that is not Jocelyn Hernandez.
That's a change. That's evolution.
That's evolution. That's having
Have
your third eye open. That's making sure that you don't abuse any drugs. You don't abuse anything in your path that could potentially throw you off being the best you.
Yeah. And so I want to know, are we ever going to see a reality show with your husband and your baby and maybe a belly? Like, are we going to see that type of reality?
Because you know how Bonnie on you know how Bonnie on VH1 on camera. Did you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. I remember all of that. That's when, like, I became a fan. You are so, like, vulnerable with us, your fan, like fans that you didn't even know you had at first, even when you were talking about your mom. I know you spoke on your mom earlier, but like even how you were even like you took yourself out of it and was like, she didn't know how to be a mom to me. Cause at first, you know, y'all were like struggling with your relationship and you was even like,
I still struggle with my mom's relationship. Yeah. And the reason why I do is because I feel like, you know, once you become of age, you gotta like grow up, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing for you to be a mom and call your kid and say, look, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me come through.
Mm-hmm.
The child is really supposed to do that because as a parent, you're supposed to make sure that your child is safe and sound and happy and everything and thriving, right? Mm-hmm. And so I still struggle with my mom because of that. And as much as I love her, I'm here for all my family. They can get anything from me. Yeah. I would do anything for my family. Any one of them, they can pick up the phone any day. Hey, whatever, I'm here. I'm never going to be a evil person, a malicious person that... F you, I'm doing my thing. F you, no, I ain't gonna never be like that.
Yeah.
But what I will do, I will make sure that I'm a better parent to my daughter, and I will make sure that I focus on what my heart and my mind and my writing, which I write every day. Always, always write what you're gonna do for the day. Mm-hmm. Every day I wake up, I write what I'm gonna do. I walk around with a book. This is what I'm gonna do today, and you'll be so surprised. Everything I write that I'm going to do, I do
you
it.
You do it
on a daily basis. I wake up, I'm doing this today, I get it done. Mm-hmm. And so for me, if I focus on that, while everybody that's my family or friends who are around me, while y'all get y'all stuff together, I'm going to get my stuff together. Yeah. And when everything comes back to normal, then we'll be all right.
I got you.
But like, I can't focus on the negativity, even if it's my parents or my family, because for me, it's just taking me away from the goal.
It's a distraction.
That's right.
It's a big distraction.
I wanted to ask, you know, after the Floyd fight, we spoke about your relationship with your husband, right? And I want to ask you about that. Because what we said was, and this is what I said on air, I said, you know, regardless, me and my wife, if my wife swing, I swing. There's no question. Mm-hmm. And without talking about that incident, because I know you can't talk about that incident, but how was your relationship? See, because I look at my wife as not only as my wife, my lover, she's my sister, she's my best friend. So if she swing, I'm swinging. And then when we get home, I got to find out if she was right or wrong. That's just how our relationship works.
Right.
But how is your relationship when it comes to those type of things? Because you are on TV and you are, you know, taped all the time and you are out and about. So how is that relationship with you and your man?
Well, shout out to Ballistic. He is the man of my dreams. Envy. I love that man.
Child, she did a daydream real
quick.
Yes,
honey. I love that man.
We know.
But the relationship is this. I'm going to tell you like this. If he swings on a man, I'm swinging. If I swing, he don't swing. It's just that he always there in the moment by me,
right,
making
there.
Sure that don't nobody else but the person that is involved is not doing nothing.
Charlamagne said he just going to hold the other girl. But
he'll be like, why the fuck is you here?
Yeah.
He gonna sit in the bitch. Why is you here?
Yeah.
Now you know Jocelyn don't want your ass here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my man is a very respectful man. He's been around all the ladies from the cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
He's a trusted man and he's a real man. He will not swing on a lady and he's never swung on no lady. If he looks at the heat of the moment where he might be screaming on there, holding, making sure that don't nobody else do anything to me, he gonna always do that as a man. Because that's what a man's supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's so strong. He's got all that African power. If he swings on a lady, she's dead. Look at that man. That man's 6 feet something tall, 200 and some pounds. He's a big old strong man.
Yeah.
You know, so he know better than that. He doesn't do it.
Now, you know, without talking about the incident, but you performed that night.
I performed. That was my first time performing at an arena.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lemmy for letting me do that because I asked Lemmy Lemuel from the owner of Suze Network. He put the fight together, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, Lemmy, can I perform there?" And he was like, "Sure."
That's
I was like, yeah.
"How was that performance? Yeah, butterflies? Because I mean, you perform.
I perform in my shows that people know my music and they come to see me and pay to see me. I never performed in a place where they go
to see Floyd and you gotta try to win him over.
I got you.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So that was my first time. So I was nervous, but we've been practicing because I'm also filming the cabaret here in New York. So we've been dancing every day and it went really good. And then actually the girls, I had just picked four dancers that I just met in New York to dance with me. So we learned that routine 24 hours prior.
And you trusted them and not even...
I mean, I got to trust something.
Right.
If I wanted to go well, and it went well. Look, Here's what I can say. Yeah. When I did my first song, they were clapping.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, shit, I'm at the arena and they clapping for me. This is good stuff. These people don't know my music. These old people coming to see people fight. Like, them old people don't be out there really just knowing what, you know, like an underground artist like myself is really doing. Right. Like, yeah, they might have heard my song, Do It Like It's Your B-Day, and I want it right in their grandkids, you know, house or their children's house, but... Mm-hmm. Not like that.
But you don't know. You don't know. Some of them old people was probably leaving it. They were like, my name.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You never know.
They
you
were clapping. I was like, oh, so many fans. So I was excited about that. I did like a 3-song set because I only had like 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was great.
Now, were you drunk that night? Because people asked, were you drunk?
I had, let me tell you something. I always love to say I wasn't drunk. But I would have 1 or 2 drinks. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, and I think because I'm not chasing it with any drugs, it just hits me so much harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember when I used to be on my shit, I could drink 10 drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could drink 10 drinks. But it's not like I tell my husband, oh my gosh, I got a headache. How many drinks you had? Like, babe, I only had like 2 drinks. Mm-hmm. I had a fucking headache. Yeah. I woke up the next day with a headache. It's like my brain just don't want to go back.
It's called age.
It's called age.
That's what it's called.
No. I'm young. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, what you talking about?
It's called age. Bad bitches get old too. It's called age.
Oh, not bad bitches get old.
Yeah, bad bitches get old too. It's called drinks.
I got to ask you this. Okay, so how is your co-parenting relationship with Stevie? How is that? How are y'all?
I mean, you know, I don't really never talk to him. He talks to Bonnie on the phone. And, you know, he sees her. I have primary custody of Bonnie. I have physical custody of Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And he's seen her life. He's, you know, he has the right to see her whenever he wants to. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's good. And you know, my husband being with Bonnie since she was 6 months and he's been taking care of her. Because I met my husband when Bonnie was like 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was she was like a little... toddler, like a little baby. Not even a toddler, she was a baby.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she loves my husband, and you know, she has a great relationship with her dad. I'm sure she loves him too. So,
sure.
I mean, I think it's great.
So that's she has good. 2 dads.
I mean, I never put it that way.
Cause she does.
I never put it that way.
She has dad that stay all the time. Yeah. That's 2 dads.
Yeah.
Now, what made you do College Hill? did you want to go back to school? Was that one of your dreams? Like,
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Mm. Yes. And I told my husband, I'm like, damn, I got the opportunity to go back to school. Yeah. I never went. First of all, I didn't even finish high school, y'all.
Okay.
I'm very smart, though. I got ownership of all. Oh, I got ownership of this big black
person.
You
got to go get your GED first before you go. But you skipped the GED. You went to college. Tell us that experience.
So, first of all, it was a great experience because HBCU, a lot of people always. See, this is something I need to clarify. Maybe I need to do it at the Breakfast Club with y'all, too.
Okay.
Because I've always considered myself a black woman. Mm-hmm. But I was born in Puerto Rico and I speak Spanish. My first language is Spanish. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't take away from the fact when I walk in the building, people look at me and they say, that is a black woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always been cool and love to be a black woman.
Yeah.
And they be like, Afro-Latina. No, bitch. I don't have an Afro. And yeah. I am a black woman that was born in the island of Puerto Rico that speaks Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I teach my daughter.
You're going to confuse the shit out of somebody right now, but go ahead.
But why?
Because you're Puerto Rican.
I am Puerto Rican, but back to the HBCU. In the HBCU, you know what I learned?
Mm-hmm.
I learned that the Puerto Ricans, the people that were born in Puerto Rico that were black too, and back in those days, they were definitely Afro-Latinos because they all used to wear, you know, the big hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, the black African-American and the Puerto Ricans, they were tight. You know, when they were trying to do everything with the... freeing the Negro and stuff like that. That's the stuff that I learned at the HBCU in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, they were kind of telling us how the black Spanish and the black African-American came together. And they were so much tighter than we actually are now.
Yeah.
But me, I consider myself...
the same cultures.
Yeah, I consider myself a black woman that was born in Puerto Rico. Yes, I'm Latina because hablo español. Of course, I speak Spanish and I'm Latin. But for me, it's more than just saying that. For me, it's just that I'm proud to be black, whether I'm Spanish or not. And I just feel like a lot of people just have a problem with me being so proud to be black.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me proud that I have this color?
Yeah.
And like, what's the problem?
And was that what kind of like ticked you off with Amber? Like, cause I kind of seen that it was like even
what,
like
what happened? Because I don't know. Tell us what happened with Amber.
I mean, I didn't have the camera. I wasn't in that class.
I'm sorry.
I seen a little bit. She was like telling her like, "Yo, like you don't want to be black. I've seen."
You told Amber she didn't want to be black.
Yeah.
So what happened?
But I've seen
previous, you know, like, it's been years, everybody, it's not no damn secret, you know, Amber really, she, you know, she like to dismiss the black side of her. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, she wasn't lying. I guess that's just a trigger. You know what I mean?
Who wasn't lying?
You.
At all.
Wasn't lying. I'm saying it was just a trigger.
I wasn't lying. I wasn't lying because I wasn't lying. And, you know, I wasn't lying because we were talking about the black shit being black.
Yeah.
And I just had to let the bitch know, bitch, you don't want to be black. You came out of a big black pussy just like I did. Mm. My mama got a big old black pussy. Mm. She's a Puerto Rican woman, but that lady black.
Yeah.
And her mama was blacker than this motherfucking table, my mama. Mm. So I come out of black pussies. Mm. You came out of a black pussy, but you don't wanna say you black. Mm. That's weird to me. Yeah. That's so weird to me.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me. I don't care what your color is. Mm. I always thought she considered herself black till I really seen that she was a Karen when I got there. Okay. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
It was just previously.
Whoa.
So you said
that was crazy to find out that she was a Karen.
Yeah.
So what do you mean Karen? Like she did not respect black rights? Well, like, because I didn't see the show. So I'm confused. So I want you to tell me because I don't know.
You know what a Karen is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then that's what she is.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I'm telling you, yo, it's just
and
like
I'm not
that.
The only one that say that. You can Google it so and this shit come up.
It's mm-hmm. just, yeah, it was like, it was, you was just seeing that for the first time there, but there
no,
are
no, I said that
some,
for the first time to her, like, period, like, when she was getting upset about what I was saying. I made a joke. I was being ignorant as fucking school. Sometimes you go to school, you would
you
want to
be
ignorant.
A class clown. It's
you
like, want to
be a class clown. I was just talking shit. I was like, man, I'm the biggest. I got up that day. Yeah. I said, I'm the biggest, man. And they were all hating. I was like, man, I'm bigger than, I'm the biggest here. Mm-hmm. I said I was going to be, what I said I was doing, mm-hmm. when I said I was going to do what I'm doing, I put that in my heart, in my mind when I was five. Mm-hmm. I'm the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
They all back there like this. I'm like, I don't know why the fuck y'all looking at me like that. I'm talking to the professor, telling the professor where my heart was at right. when we were talking about some work.
Right.
And so it all fell out from work.
Yeah.
I'm like, and so it was a poem about a black African-American man that used to write the poem because he's an HBCU mm-hmm. and he was talking about a prune, about becoming a prune, like, you know, like a prune.
Yeah.
Like a saggy, like old prune.
Yeah, prune.
A prune.
A prune.
Yeah, prune.
Yeah.
She was talking about a prune. The professor was talking about the poem and I said, yeah, nah, I ain't going to. I said, I know a lot of prunes. Yeah. I said, well, me, I'm the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't like that. Everybody started beefing with me.
Yeah. So it was automatic tension. Anyway.
It was automatic tension. I was and I would be ignorant.
I'd have definitely kicked you out of my class. You standing up talking about I'm the biggest. I'm talking about her poem, black HBCU poem, and you talking about I'm the biggest. Definitely would have gotten out of my class.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I said that, Envy. Mm-hmm. I said that I was the biggest because the poem has something to do with people not following their dreams and becoming prunes.
Mm.
And I was beginning
to become a prune, not becoming your dream, is what
you're
saying. I mean, not following your dream. You can just sit there and become a prune.
If you don't follow your dreams because of what other people say.
Got you.
That's what the HBCU class was about, talking that day on the day that I told the bitch she's a Karen. That's how we got there.
Okay.
Yeah. Then y'all got into a Philly and Miami per scuffle?
We got who?
A little scuffle.
Who?
A little Philly and Miami scuffle.
Tell about.
Listen, that Joan is not from the part of Philly that you think she's from.
Hey, yo, I'm done with her. That Joan is not from.
Jocelyn, practice that one. That Joan.
Evie, the only thing I practice is my bullet points that I'm supposed to speak on. I don't practice nothing else. Everything else is going to always be me, and you should know that.
That Joan.
That Joan. You know, my husband is from Philly, so you know I know a few words.
Mm-hmm. Philly. Hey. Yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
Now, I got to ask you, Big Lexi.
Don't know that hoe.
Okay.
Period.
I really want to know who she is. I didn't really know who she is.
You don't know her. She don't know her.
I wanted to know what you know. We don't know her.
We never knew her.
I don't know.
We don't know who that hoe is.
I didn't know.
I was just trying to figure out because I Googled that. I was trying to figure out.
So I don't know that hoe. I don't know. Let me see. I don't even say nothing about no Big Lex. I was looking, but I didn't see. But if Jocelyn don't know who she is, we going to the show tonight.
Hey, listen. I want y'all to come to the show. I promise you guys, I will have you guys. Whatever you guys want, bottles, anything that you drink. Melissa, but come on, Mel.
All right, come on, Melissa. All right.
Come
cool.
on.
That's what's up.
All right. And DJ Amy, don't act like you got too much going on or you got too much money to come see me perform. Like don't act like that.
Yeah, don't do all that.
Don't do all of that.
It's the last
night.
Come
it's
on.
The last night.
Well, and you already didn't go to none of the tour dates. Like, come on.
I definitely feel safe. I know nothing gonna happen.
Oh, that, hell yeah. We were hurt. We safe. We good.
Yeah, I got y'all.
We good. Yep.
two-piece Jocelyn. Bing, bing. Stand right behind Jocelyn. Bing, bing.
We going in behind her.
Bing, bing. So I was going to ask, Love and Hip Hop, would you ever do it again? It seems like the ratings are...
Absolutely. I want to go do it. I want to do it right now.
Oh, please.
Really?
Oh, I want to do it right now. Whoever's in charge of Love and Hip Hop, come holler at the princess. I'm going to come through.
And Ballistic is cool with going on there and having the family and everything?
I don't know. Ask him. I don't know.
Please.
Ballistic, like, look, man, I'm already this far in. I might as well do that, too.
I'm just going to say they need some more ratings. And I need her to go ahead on over there, man.
But which one should I go to? The one in Miami or the one in Atlanta?
Miami.
Okay. She turn Miami. Up anyone she goes.
Because I live in Miami.
Yeah,
Miami. Oh yeah, please
go
to Miami.
You gotta do Miami.
You don't owe nothing else to Atlanta. You already put that franchise on the Miz app. I need you to do Miami.
I'll do it.
Hoodie.
Why
are
not?
Are you making money off the mugshot? They said that you were putting
everybody get listen, Jocelyn's CabaretTour.com. I should have brought y'all something. Listen, why ain't bring Jessica
now? We actually did get you guys shirts. You just weren't ready. So they'll be there tonight if you come get it.
Okay. All right, she's so sounding like a manager. I love her. She's like, yeah, well, they'll be there tonight.
She got real proper on you. Yes, they'll be there tonight. That's the manager. But they'll be there tonight.
We bought one for Jessica.
She should have brought you one, though.
Okay.
So you're all selling mugshot merchandise.
I am, and it's going amazing. Listen, can you please go download that thing right there? Because it's going to look good. I had on the Louis Vuitton briefcase with the Louis Vuitton shoes and the Louis Vuitton glasses, the mugshot, and the Jean Alpha. Ooh, I was fly.
Look, she is like it was a fashion show.
Oh, yeah, babe. I thought I was in Paris.
And killing it.
Yeah, thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Thank you, babe. So go get your t-shirts. Yeah. JocelynIsCabaretTour.com. You could go get them.
But nah, babe, for real. I really am coming through tonight, though. I ain't going to be with him. Me and my little sister, we straight. We going to come through.
Yes. And Melissa, you going to make sure that Jess is straight?
We can exchange numbers, and I'll make sure.
I got you.
And table, all that, and
thank you.
His shirt back with you.
All right, that's fine. Yeah.
You good? You got anything else on that paper?
No, I'm good. I asked everything I wanted to ask.
Well, Jocelyn, we appreciate you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, boo.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. And like I said, I see you all the time, and you're so kind and so nice.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna front. You might want to get in boxing. After this is all over, you might just want to
Can I truly tell you something? If I wasn't an artist and I didn't care about breaking my face, I would do UFC.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
That's
love it.
That's what I said.
I would do UFC. I wouldn't box. I would do UFC, but I can't. I told my husband all the time. And her, I'd be like, I would do it, but I can't because the first thing is going to break on me is my nose. And then it's over.
But she is so fixed. She could set it up how she want to set it up. And she, you know
not
what I mean?
Not the UFC. That is not fixed.
Well, no. That's why I said wrestling. I mean, because she can do wrestling and that's big money. And that
no,
shit too.
I would do UFC.
You
want
to do UFC.
I'll break this bitches down.
See?
Great fighter. I told somebody the other day, bitch, you do karate, don't you? You ain't gonna do no motherfucking karate in me. Bitch, I don't know karate, but bitch, I know crazy.
I know
and
crazy.
Then, boom.
All
bitch, right. I know crazy. You know, what's his name said that? What's the singer name? James Brown in the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't know karate, bitch, but I know crazy.
She know James Brown too. I know that's right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, last question. Is that your security guard out there that was out there at the fight that night?
You know what? I travel with about 20 security guards, so I'm not sure.
Nah, you know which one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the three-piecer. Is that the one right there? The three-piecer?
And is it a slap test that they got to get through?
I cannot stand y'all too. Why are y'all so funny? Why is y'all so funny?
When I seen him, I noticed him before I noticed you. I said, I know him.
It's like, don't we want to be like, you good? You good?
That's what I asked him. I said, you good? You all right? I asked him, I said, you need some water?
Evan, don't ask him no shit like that. That's fucked up. Why would you ask him that shit? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. They get plenty of money from the Seuss. They'll be just fine.
You're damn right. We know that shit. We know they pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jocelyn Hernandez.
Jocelyn, the Puerto Rican princess, the biggest.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you, babe.
No problem.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.